We defy augury. Reading the word inauguration for the 100th time in the news, I caught it carrying the word augur inside it. Augur, as in the priest in ancient Rome, who was asked to interpret the behavior of birds as an indication of divine approval or disapproval of some action being considered by the state. I see him on a hillside of olive trees, straining to hear whether they were calling in the branches where they had gathered or were silent. And if they took wing, squinting to count their number and determine what sort of birds they were. Then observing which direction they were flying. Whatever the answers, we know now the birds were only looking to their own survival, obeying their hunger and their need to mate, migrating if they sensed the seasons were turning against them. We know, too, that the augur was interpreting the bird's behavior based upon what he thought the emperor wanted to do in his heart of hearts, or because he'd been bribed to say that what the birds were doing meant this or that. We know now it was all a sham. The words the favored daughter whispered in her father's ear where he sat on his throne were the very words he told her he would like to hear, words that bode well for her, and for the birds who, every autumn, settled in that olive orchard and were spared, and for the augur, walking back through the dark towards the glittering city, under his lucky stars.